Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alexander, with huge news, is set to join us. Joe Rogan interviewed General McMaster and asked him about January 6th. He had something very characteristically ridiculous and mindless to say. That's coming up next segment as well. Why is January 6th so important? Because the power structure is betting the farm on running against Republicans and populists and anti-vaxxers and anti-lockdown, anti-Mark of the Beast people on this. So you can bet they're preparing a false flag. And now with the government admitting false flags are a real thing, they're going to have a real problem trying to poo-poo that. Here is the report on the food supply illegally having nanotech added to it.
The FDA has allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe provision because they claim that they are no more dangerous than their larger counterparts. Titanium is generally safe, therefore nanotitanium must be safe. But they also admit that known materials can exhibit new or altered physicochemical properties at nanoscale dimensions, including unknown safety hazards that they will continue to monitor for. In other words, the human trials for consumable nanotechnology is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Nanoparticles can be absorbed into our immune defense system and into our bloodstream. And just like the FDA admits, materials at the nanoscale can cause unknown changes in a person's biological system. Animal studies have proven that nanoparticles are changing the way our bodies absorb certain minerals, such as iron. FDA chemist Timothy Duncan wrote that nanotechnology in the food supply is being held back because the food supply industry is afraid of public backlash, and argues that nanotechnology will somehow make food healthier. The FDA is far more concerned with pushing more of these experimental nanoparticles into the food supply than they are with safety. Like they said about giving the dangerous experimental vaccines to your kids. We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. At least 20 products are adding laboratory-made nanoparticles into the ingredients, and they are getting ready to coat bananas in new nanotech. But companies are not required to disclose nano-sized ingredients, so we don't know how prevalent it is. Along with being a proponent of population reduction, forced vaccinations, and genetically modified foods, Bill Gates is also the biggest private farm owner in America. Does anyone doubt for a second that Bill Gates is allowing this dangerous nanotech the FDA is pushing for into America's food supply? In related news, 10 out of the 19 states in which Bill Gates owns farmland, along with at least another 10, have recently made it legal to dispose of human bodies into the municipal water supply, allowing human remains to be added into biosolid sourced fertilizer. It's called alkaline hydrolysis and is referred to in pop culture as being very, very green. Spiritual leaders have strongly objected to alkaline hydrolysis because they say it is disrespectful to the human body, the vessel of a divine soul. And it's understandable why they say this. In alkaline hydrolysis, the human body is liquefied with lye and poured down the sewer to mix in with the community's excrement. And if that weren't bad enough, this biosludge is then collected from municipal water treatment plants and used as so-called fertilizer on factory farms. The official excuse is that it saves the government money for expensive toxic waste disposal. Meanwhile, we are all being sold food that has been grown with a toxic biosludge made up of human remains and excrement, which is then loaded with new and strange nanotechnology. Interestingly, the dystopian movie Soylent Green took place in 2022.
They're making our food onto people. The next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Soylent Green is being.
reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You got to tell them the World ID has now officially been rolled out. Why aren't Republicans opposing it?
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Alexander has, for a long time, a very successful Republican analyst and journalist and muckraker, and he's also organized a lot of events across the country. And he was heavily involved, really spearheading peaceful demonstrations across the United States, and I was at many of them, going into capitals peacefully, not having one incident in Georgia or any other areas. We had a bunch of big rallies that we co-organized up in D.C. in the lead-up, and we wanted a 10-day constitutional investigation of what happened on January 6th. And our listeners have called me, they've told me. They have said, Alex, we know you didn't attack the Capitol. We know it was mainly provocateur. There were some idiots, obviously. We've never denied that. But people walking through velvet ropes don't deserve to be in solitary confinement for a year. Come on. And so people ask me, why are you making such a big deal about it now? And it's because we have Biden-Harris running on it and saying there's imminent terror attacks from the Tea Party and from Trump supporters, and articles saying Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones, they're saying this posthumously in this case, after he's dead, are going to be responsible for a civil war. No, no, no. The last thing I want is what they call a civil war, the American people having some type of battle with the military and the FBI. How does that beat Klaus Schwab, the New World Order? I'm not planning attacks, by the way, on Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. But, if I'm in a war, I go up against who I'm actually fighting. And Gates has got 1,000 evil people behind him. It's like shark teeth. You take out Bill Gates, more roll forward. We don't beat this with violence. So I don't just poo-poo violence out of one side of my mouth like the left does after I call for it. That's what they do. Burn, kill, attack the police. I'm not for that. Give Black Lives Matter what it wants, or we're going to burn down New York. No, I don't believe in that. So the reason we're hammering this is, Ollie agrees with me, he's a smart political brain, one of the smartest out there, that this is what they're moving towards. So I want to talk about, how do I make sure my broadcast is a place to really make sure that as many of our people as we can don't get sucked up in this? And are there any tricks that he can think of or ideas to just somehow derail where this is going? Because Biden's approval rating is really below 30%, lowest in U.S. history for any president in modern times. Their whole agenda is falling apart. Paul Begala is now, Democrats are now blaming their constituents. Says we don't have bad leaders, we have bad followers. I mean, when you hear that, you're in North Korea. So this is very dystopian, and the answer is lower the temperature. Klaus Schwab wants to raise the temperature. Yes, I was raising the temperature because Democrats were, if you see people out, attack them. Go out and burn things down. I'm like, no, we don't want that. Let's show everybody, though, that Biden can't get 100 people in a school gymnasium, but we can get 1 million, and we did get 1 million. That was about Martin Luther King. Hey, we got hundreds of thousands that want racial peace. Wasn't about Martin Luther King, wasn't an insurrectionist, neither were we, but our event was so big, there was negligence, there was a stand down by the feds, bare minimum. They wouldn't let Trump have the National Guard. The FBI, HRT group sat and watched it all happen. That's a fact now. I've got the articles right here. So deciphering all of this, we talk about where we go forward from here, what the Stuart Rhodes thing means. I mean, if that's a revolution, if that's an insurrection, they say in the indictment, pushed past police, ran around with zip ties looking for Pelosi. I mean, I'm sorry, the guys that did that, if they really did that, sound like Laurel and Hardy. If they think guys with zip ties are going to bring down the U.S. government. But nevertheless, does it sound good? Okay, if it's true, they go to jail. But to act like that is all a master plan and that MyPillow guy and Donald Trump were giving orders through General Flynn to us on my children is a 100% lie. And the opposite of what we wanted, a peaceful 10-day investigation that we'd never had at the court level, would have happened. And we failed, and it blew up in our face. But I'll say this, as Teddy Roosevelt said. At least we, Ollie Alexander, myself and others, and the million peaceful folks that showed up there are in the damn arena. Because you're never going to have a problem if you're not in the arena. But yes, we are in the arena. And so we need your prayers, your support. Ollie, I've been ranting. It's good to have you here. You can go anywhere you want with this, but this is a crazy time to be alive right now.
It is, Alex, and thanks for having me. You know, I was recently in Arizona at the Trump rally, connecting with people that we touch. We touch many lives, especially in Arizona. That's really ground zero for the election integrity movement. It should be Georgia, but Arizona is where they have the cojones. And so, you know, we're fighting an internal Republican civil war, a political civil war, a civil civil war. And so it was really great to connect. But you're absolutely right. Alex, when we were on the trail, as I say, you know, very frustrated veterans would occasionally walk up to me and they would say some comments in frustration that many would find inappropriate. But, you know, me being an empath, you being an empath, felt that their intention wasn't violence, but frustration, desperation. They didn't have the means to launch a rebellion or a revolution or the heart. You know, the evil heart, the hardened heart to launch some type of lone wolf attack. But occasionally when we would hear these comments, one thing I would say is that we need to lean away from politics and towards faith. And I would say St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us that prudence is a virtue. So even if we have an illegitimate government, which I believe we have, and I'm not backing down from saying that, the government wants me to stop saying that, I'm going to keep...
No, amen. This thing, stay stolen, it's illegitimate. But in a way, it's hurting them. Everybody knows they stole it. That's why they want to have a violent system to turn the subject over to us. No, you just sit there and everybody hates you, and the Democratic Party is extincting itself right now. If we can just stay patient, not be violent, let them punch us in the nose like Martin Luther King did, Jr., we're going to win.
You're exactly right. And so what we always said is about our movement is it's our job to run the ball down the field, but the touchdown will ultimately be God's. And so what it means to be prudent is that even if there's a legitimate tyranny out there, and I believe that there is, it would be imprudent to go out there and attack. So anybody who was cosplaying or LARPing or actually planning to attack the government was, I think, outside of God's will. You know, and I said that week prior, when people who weren't associated with our movement invaded the port, the Oregon state capitol.
You know, and in Atlanta, people tried to get you to do it, and you said, no way, you're an idiot. And then the media tried to say that was you saying, not yet. I mean, they just spin everything.
Yeah. So, Alex, you know, I'm very proud of our prudent leadership. I'm not going to cave to the government and stop calling Biden illegitimate. And I'm not going to cave to the reactionaries who are otherwise good people who say, no, you and Alex need to lead this. You need to own this. No, we're going to do it the right way. And the Bible says the path is narrow, and it is narrow, my friend. So we must keep fighting for elections, keep fighting for our civil rights, fight for the due process of political prisoners, and denounce those who are outside of God's will, outside of prudent leadership. And I think that that's the only path forward, Alex. It's a very narrow path, and you and I are spending untold thousands of dollars in legal bills because we are men in the arena. And, you know, thank God he chose us to be in it.
Well, I mean, I'm just very thankful for listeners keeping us in the position we're in. But do you agree with me? Obviously, they're trying to set up a false flag. I mean, clearly, they said the Russians want a false flag to go into Ukraine. Well, I mean, the left is just betting everything there's going to be terror attacks before the midterms.
Yes, yes, 100% confirmed. It wasn't just you and me guessing this 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and now everyone's talking about it. I'm now hearing that from sources inside of D.C. And so I'm going out of my way to document things. And I got to tell you, folks, not only is the best yet to come, but we have not begun to fight back and investigate what really happened in January 6th. The federal government has more fingerprints on this than you or I even realized, Alex, and more sources are coming forward. We need whistleblowers to come forward because what has been done is against the consent of the government.
That's right. We've already got more people like Ray Epps being caught by citizen journalists that were there, obviously FBI operatives. And, the deep state, this is not the 1990s where they can blow up a federal building and get away with it. And they have not gotten away with it. I mean, I've got listeners and prominent people I know mad at me that I'm even admitting some idiot patriots thought this was a revolution, too, and obviously went in. No, let's be honest. But the main stand down and the main provocateuring was the feds, and they're going to get the blame for it. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Russians might stage an attack on their own troops to go into Ukraine. That's what you do when you start a war. I mean, most governments do it. The question is, how many people will they kill? Or will the globalists attack them, and when the Russians fight back, call it a false flag? That's a big deal. But it doesn't take a political guru or a political rocket scientist to know that they don't have wall-to-wall January 6th brainwashing, that imminent terror attacks are coming, and they're going to have to do this with the election or do that with the election. Everybody they're fighting is white supremacist, and all Republicans are terrorists. And Mitch McConnell doesn't come out last week and say, whoa, you're calling all your opposition domestic enemies? This is dangerous. Finally, I think Ollie Alexander, one of the main organizers of Stop the Steal, the Republicans are getting, and I've got the quotes right here, that Biden and the Democrats want to quasi-outlaw the Republican Party. Because calling us racist hasn't worked. So now they're just going to move into, well, I mean, like they said, the FBI said last week, the deputy head of the Justice Department said, no, we're not worried about Al-Qaeda. We're not worried about, we're worried about Trump supporters with no real evidence. So this is a big deal. That's why I keep harping on it. What do you think?
It's the perfect convergence of evil. And that's what we saw, you know, with all of these astrological signs, astronomical signs, all of this occult stuff that was happening in 2020. I didn't really understand what it meant. But what it meant was a signal for the global elites to launch their reframing of peaceful citizens. This is the end of liberty, right? That era is over. For our technocrats, what they want is they want free citizens to be surveilled 24/7. And they think that that is freedom because we will get more material good and less metaphysical good. But we are here to rage against the machine and say, no, we won't go. We won't go. And we will be civilly disobedient. We will peacefully protest. And I got to tell you, Alex, you know, I believe in the right of revolution. Maybe you don't want me to say this. Maybe no one wants me to say
this. No, go ahead and say it. I believe in the Declaration of Independence. We have a right to overthrow a corrupt government. I'm saying at this point, they want to have a physical fight because we're intellectually winning.
Right. And that's what I wrote this. Okay. On members.ollyalexander.org, if the team wants to bring up my July 4th post, I reaffirmed my commitment to the Declaration of Independence. Even though I'm being prosecuted essentially for saying the word 1776, and the committee asked me, why did you say 1776? Because that's when we declared our spiritual, metaphysical, and written Declaration of Independence. That violence follows.
Right, you're declaring your sovereignty. You're declaring the birth of the country. You're declaring the moment that the life began, and that scares them. Well, that means they're not Americans.
Right. And it was the king that invaded America. It wasn't Americans that went to England looking for a fight. And so I tell my government, I declare my independence. Stop the deal. 1776 and November 3rd was stolen. And I'm not going to kowtow and bow down. But I'm also not going to encourage a violent rebellion or revolution that would be doomed to fail and set back our liberties from around the world. So Alex, I just think it's so important that people listen to you, listen to me, frankly, too, and follow this prudent, wise leadership. This is why you see so many people, turning to their faith because the Republican Party has failed. But you're right. And to observe that Mitch McConnell and the rest of these hacks are realizing they're not coming for Alex Jones and Ollie Alexander. They're coming for the whole kit and caboodle, believers, patriots, Southerners, Jehovah Witnesses, they're coming for everybody, okay? And To this end, on Spectator, on the American Spectator, spectator.org, my article, my op-ed is number one. It's been number one for 8 days running, where I excoriated Mitch McConnell. I said, don't you compromise with them on what's called the Electoral Count Act, which is really the anti-Alex Jones, Ollie Alexander Peaceful Protest Act. The Electoral Count Act says no more Electoral College objections ever again in the future. We say over our dead bodies. And so the Democrats are trying to put in fake voting rights bills that federalize our election. So I told Mitch McConnell, because he started compromising with them because he was listening to the National Review, a rhino outlet. I said, don't compromise. Then he got burnt, and then you saw his positive comments. So Republicans, believers, everyone needs to wake up. They're coming for all of us. They don't want free and fair elections this year. They're all in. They can't run on Afghanistan. They can't run on inflation. They can't run on COVID. They can't run on the response to COVID. They are running on Alex Jones. They are running on Ollie Alexander. And they want us to answer for the most foolish actions of people who have nothing to do with us. And I'm just telling them, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going away, and I'm not going to cooperate with the false narrative.
And by the way, we're not trying to act like we're big league here. It's very scary in the big leagues. We got some calls from high-level Justice Department and high-level CIA in the last 48 hours. And yeah, I do talk to the Justice Department, the CIA, people that are, you know, good in there. And they said, oh, yeah, that's what you just said. Exactly. They're running on January 6th. And that we're dead on. And like, well, what's the, well, we can't tell you anything, but you're dead on, and watch out. We're saying prayers for you. So, yeah, and it's a really creepy feeling. I've never had a more wings of death flapping around above me feeling, but I knew this was always coming to this, that here we are wanting peace, here we are wanting justice, and they literally want to then set some horrible new mass shooting or bombing, I don't know what it's going to be, and then they're going to blame us, Ollie. And I just don't know what we do to not just protect our own butts, but to tell conservatives and Christians and others, don't be violent, watch your rhetoric, and also know, obviously, patriots aren't going to do this, and violence isn't the answer.
You're exactly right, folks. This is not a game. This is not a holographic simulation. We're not LARPers, and this isn't cosplay. Your freedoms are at stake. Your freedoms are at stake. If Owen Schroyer goes down, you lose freedom. If Alex Jones goes down, you lose freedom. If Ollie Alexander goes down, or they outlaw the phrase, stop the steal, or ban links to Infowars.com, your freedoms go away. The freedoms of Black Lives Matter goes away. The freedoms of left-wing anarchists go away. So we're in this all together, which means we can't have violence. We can't have something that separates us from our neighbor. And so, you know, I'm sad that Barack Obama ruined the phrase, I am my brother's keeper, but that's something I've always believed. You know, as a Christian, I have an obligation to the stranger. I have an obligation to the stranger, okay? Now, these economic, you know, objectivist libertarians might not believe that, but I'm a Christian, and I believe that. And so, and Alex, that's why you and I ran to the Capitol when we saw civil disorder. We were like, okay, we need to say lies. What if that scaffolding falls and kills people? So, you know, I think, Alex, it's just important for us to walk in the light, for us to walk in the word of Jesus Christ, to be prudent. And remember, Jesus, who preached peace and didn't become that militant leader that the Sanhedrin wanted him to become, still was whipping people out of the temple. And it's just very nuanced, and we got to be very prudent. And very wise.
You can use the word prudent. Prudent doesn't mean wimp. It means you've got to really be smart and think things through. And if the enemy wants violence, it's because they're losing. Let's not give it to them. There are times when a giant army's invading, there's no choice. That's a clear attack. Your people know what's going on. You fight. But when the enemy is hidden, you don't play into a game to attack the enemy, and then he poses as if he's the people. We've got to educate people first and then try to fix things peacefully. And then if there's a war, there's a war. We've got to do everything we can in God's eyes peacefully. And then if we have to fight, God will be on our side. Stay with us.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news on InfoWars.com right now is just incredible.
Hell, I'm bad news.
I don't know how to describe the stuff. No vax, no food, NYPD tickets, wheelchair-bound woman with cerebral palsy and arrest 11 others for trying to get a store to buy food. MIT scientist says COVID vaccine can trigger neurodegenerative diseases, warns parents against vaccinating children. Corporate media attacks Justice Gorsuch, who's one of the few good things Trump did, dealing with courts, for not wearing a mask. She's got the CEO, NBA co-owners of a major team, saying he doesn't care about death camps. U.S. Army guerrilla warfare exercise to target freedom fighters. That's just some of the stuff on InfoWars.com. I mean, it's just crazy. Going back to Ali Alexander, again, I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear with the listeners. I don't sit up here cover stories just because I'm in them. There's a lot of stories we're in I'm not covering. The fact that we're right at the center of January 6th, the fact that the system you turn on the TV only talks about that, I mean, more than anything else, is a distraction from inflation, a distraction from people losing their jobs, a distraction from the fentanyl deaths, a distraction from the open borders or imminent war with Russia. I mean, you've got NATO saying we're on the verge of war, and instead we're hearing about, oh, the Trump supporters, the million, they all wanted to attack the Capitol. It's insanity. And I think, Ollie, it shows some real mental illness by America's ruling class that stole their way into power, is that they're blaming all their illegitimacy on us not wanting to be ruled by idiots and blaming their own constituents. I mean, very rarely in history, you're a historian as well, you're a sharp guy, I talk to you a lot. What do you make of the Democrats now? Not just Paul Begala, but Jen Psaki and others saying, our followers don't know how great they got it. It's your fault. I mean, what do you make of just the current political lay of the land?
Well, the first observation I want to make is that, yeah, you and I are both lovers of history. We both have acted as publishers for respective news gathering and dissemination organizations, and we're activists. Sometimes we're in this capacity, other times we're in that capacity. And so you and I have both made statements of analyses where we've observed America appears to be approaching a civil war. Now, the Democrats and the media try to use that against us, say we're stoking a civil war, even though we say we are opposed to one. But it's an observation worth noting. And you can see that these Democrat operatives, who are fully aware of their turnout games, of their rigging on the lawful side elections, and the illegal rigging that also goes on. Peter Navarro talks about how there's illegal theft and there's legal theft, and he's right in that. In that they've so lost the middle, they so have lost the neutral person that they need to market to, that their base is caving. And they know in marketing, you got to first get your customer back. And so that they've lost their customer means that they're going to increasingly be desperate. And because Democrat operatives are very different than Republican operatives, in Democrat circles, the comms and political people help make national security decisions. Okay, this is scary as hell. And so Psaki and the rest of these fools are hoping in their comms department for another 9/11. You have the White House comms department hoping and praying for another 9/11. These people are godless. So they don't believe that there's any consequences in the hereafter for something like that. Jesus reminds us that murder begins in the heart, that adultery begins in the eyes. So you and I, we're not only like, not only will we not do that, we're not even allowed to think that way.
Well, plus, I don't even want, I desperately want the opposite, not even because I'm a perfect person. That's what the evil wants. They want the violence. Exactly. Psaki and others are dreaming of war with Russia. They're not even smart enough like George W. Bush to go attack a third world nation with no nukes. No, let's go attack the second most powerful country and most sophisticated next to us. That's a wonderful idea if you want a war as a distraction, honey. Do like Ronald Reagan and make a Grenada or something. What is your problem?
They're insane, and they're godless. And this is why we have had great Christian philosophers say the spirit is not contrary to reason. When the two are present, they're God in. And so, you know, we're painted as the anti-Enlightenment folks when we are the pro-reason folks. And so we have to remember.
Well, that's it, Ollie. We are the classical liberals. They are the opposite of liberalism. We are flaming liberals. We want freedom and openness and low taxes and empowerment. That's liberal. Liberal is to let the common people have guns. Liberals will let common people raise their kids. Liberals let common people have land. Liberals let the common people travel. Nobody had that until 500 years ago. And then that experiment grew, and the globalists are at war with that because they don't want the third world aspiring to that and saying, we want that. That's why America's got to be repudiated and taken down.
Preach it, brother. I mean, that's actually it. We liberated power, not from God and not from the church, but from the state. So in that sense, I'm a classical liberal. But there's a lot of things. Like, I'm actually okay with higher taxes now. I wasn't, but now I'm like, if we can take
Well, I wasn't trying to define yourself. What would you define yourself as? Classical Christian?
Well, I don't know anymore. I mean, I thought I was a conservative, but now I'm more nationalist. But I'll tell you this. My identity is in Christ, and my identity is my love for my neighbor. Okay, that my black neighbors feel like they're mistreated by the police. Okay, let's solve that. That my white neighbors are being targeted by the media and Hollywood with this anti-white hate, or they need to get in line for treatment in the back of the bus, in the back of the line for treatment of COVID. That needs to be solved. And so I just, you know, I'm a true lover, but I'm also someone who believes that love comes in the form of correction and rebuke and truth, hard truth. So I know it's complicated for the left and the godless not to understand what we're saying, but you're very right that we are people who advocate the classical liberation of power from the state, that it may be federated locally to the people and managed there, and that some rights need to go to the state, and some rights need to go to the federal government. But as many rights as we can get to the people who have a common interest, as Cicero wrote, that makes a republic. So you and I knew that if they stole the election, it was illegitimate, they wouldn't be able to manage it because they were getting fake signals. They were interpreting noise as signals. So when they trot out, you know, voter ID is voter suppression. And the polls say that a majority of blacks support voter ID. You and I know that that is a recipe for division and debate and not for solutions and unity. And so I got to tell you, Alex, we're in a weird point in history. And I watched your broadcast this weekend where you're like, I think I need to take a break. That's good. You know, Jesus meditated. John the Baptist meditated. There are often times when, and again, we don't want to be stuck in the middle of this, but we're sure as hell not going to go down without a legal fight. And that's why, you know, I need the support of people at givesandgo.com/OllieAlexander. I know that you need the support of the people. It's hard to get a lawyer in these cases, but we're fighting back. And I just think that the listeners need to fight back in the right way, the legislative way, the legal way, the political way, the civil way. And we don't need, they want to break up our country. They want left versus right when we know it's up versus down. And we want to appeal to heaven so that it intervenes and we overcome this darkness.
I totally agree. Let's do one more segment and get into the federal commando teams that were there. How the media just hopes that goes away, and then Joe Rogan talking to McMaster on the other side. But give out your donation page. I know they've almost financially destroyed you, and we come to the audience for support. We appreciate the audience. But if folks want to help you, because you didn't roll over to the committee, you told the truth about everything, even though the only people that had the courage to do it, even though they could now try to set you up in perjury traps.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to plug, Alex. It's givesendgo.com/OllieAlexander. None of this money goes to my bank account. None of this money goes to me. It all gets routed through one of my attorneys who is leading three other attorneys. So I've had to have four attorneys, criminal law, constitutional law, and then two other attorneys. I'm suing Nancy Pelosi. I'm suing the committee. I'm suing Liz Cheney because I refuse to die for them, okay? I refuse to go down for them. I refuse to denounce my side for them. We need to speak truth to power, so I appreciate any of the listeners.
You bet. Final segment straight ahead. Stay right there. Infowars.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are in the Twilight Zone. Just in the last week, I've seen two Olympic runners, one a sprinter, one the champion marathoner, both have myocarditis and now having to look at retiring. Olympic sprinter announces pericarditis, heart swelling, heart infection, diagnosis on Facebook following booster jab. They made her take the Moderna, and of course she got sick, but then when they made her take the Pfizer on top, now she's got serious heart problems. Young, beautiful woman. Read the whole article at Infowars.com. Killing ourselves, be able to even go outside and have a job. All right, let's get back into January 6th with Ollie Alexander because, again, I'm sick of it. It's old news. We know it was provocateur, most of it. Some useful idiots went in. Most people were totally nonviolent. They were patriots. They shouldn't be in trouble. But they are selling their whole system on this. So here was an article back in January 3rd. Exclusive secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority were at the Capitol, over 1,000 of them. They didn't stop the first few hundred that broke through the almost undefended Capitol. And then we've got McMaster over here on Joe Rogan a few days ago, just finally got out to InfoWars. H.R. McMaster says he can't fathom FBI using Asian provocateurs. That's like saying he can't fathom a duck quacking, or he can't fathom a wolf howling, or he can't fathom a rooster crowing. I mean, it's just such a well-known documented thing. Here is part of the ridiculous exchange.
Did you see Ted Cruz question that woman? I don't remember her name. She's from the FBI, and he asked her about agent provocateurs at January 6th and whether or not they engaged in any activity there. And she said she could not answer that, and whether or not they engaged in encouraging violence, and she could not answer that. Like, did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I would be surprised if there weren't. Right now, the thing is,
why do they do that?
Why
would the FBI engage in that?
Would not answer. Oh, the FBI wouldn't.
That's what they were talking about. Agent provocateurs.
Not from us, I wouldn't say. I would say there might be FBI agents who infiltrate organizations that have a violent agenda. Right? We want them to do that. But I thought you were talking about the Russians. I think what the Russians are trying to do is.
But FBI agents if the FBI agents were involved in January 6th.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't sound right to me. I mean, I don't know.
What doesn't sound about. Right? Agent provocateurs?
Yeah, agent provocateurs from the government. I mean, I can't imagine they would do that.
Well, why wouldn't she just say no?
I don't know.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'll see. Yeah.
Let's take a look at it because it's what is the guy's name? Ray Epps, the guy that everyone keeps discussing, because there's a guy who is encouraging people to go into the Capitol. He was a guy that was in multiple videos.
Ray Epps.
And, some people thought he was a Fed like immediately and other people were listening to him. But this guy was trying to encourage people to go into the Capitol building. Here, let's play this just so you can hear Ted Cruz.
I want to turn to the FBI.
Okay, and then McMaster says he knows nothing about it. But in McMaster's case, nothing against tank commanders. He was never in anything in intelligence. He was a tank commander. Armored wars with the Soviets. So he's like, oh, I don't believe in any of that. I mean, Trump hired some real morons. And we know McMaster was one of the biggest that totally let the Soros folks run it. But he's got a problem. I would have said, hey, McMaster, Psaki says there's such a thing as false flags. Do you know what a false flag is? McMaster's so dumb, reportedly drinks about 14 bottles of wine a day, he probably wouldn't even know. Well, let's play Psaki. Here she is.
We have information that indicates Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces. Our information also indicates that Russian influence actors are already starting to fabricate Ukrainian provocations in state and social media to justify a Russian intervention and sow divisions in Ukraine.
Ollie, this is a big deal, I tell you. I think McMaster might actually be dumb enough to believe what he was saying. What do you think?
He might be dumb enough, but let's just note, he didn't say no either. Okay? He didn't say no either. And what often happens, just so we're all clear, there are great patriots inside of our national security state. Let me say that again. There are great patriots all across this country that work for the FBI, that are in field offices all across this country, and they catch predators, they stop human trafficking, they find counterfeit dollars and stuff and work with Secret Service on that, and do all kinds of other stuff. Sometimes, the D.C. office asks these field offices to participate in political roundups that they may not want to do, okay? And that's why it's so important that whistleblowers within our government reach out to counsel and get themselves legally protected and give truthful information about what was going on that day and the preparations of that day to those of us who are being targeted by our governments, because it's not just our rights. It's everybody's rights are up for grabs.
Well, that's okay? Right. Just a few whistleblowers can bring down this whole corrupt thing, not to bring down the system, but to bring down the criminal networks that are in the government.
To bring down the satanic overlay of the system of we the people, right? Because the government's supposed to be made up of we the people, and they're not supposed to do stuff without our consent. What we see from the vaccines to the election, it's all without our consent. We are being raped, Alec. We are being raped. We are being gang raped by a global gang, cabal. And I don't appreciate it. So what I want to say, though, is that what often happens is, yes, the FBI monitors extremist groups. I support that. But then the FBI infiltrates said extremist groups. And when the extremist groups aren't extreme enough, And the FBI is already has sunk costs. What often happens is moral hazard.
Well, that's a great example of what we saw months before January 6th in Michigan with Whitmer. That was FBI informants literally leading the group of dummies into that, and that's all come out.
And the Bundy Ranch. And so what often happens is that actually when it's not an FBI agent and it's an FBI informant, they're basically lawless. And then they incentivize because they want to get paid by the FBI. So what Henry McMaster doesn't want the public to research is how do these systems actually incentivize corrupt behavior? And that's what went on January 6th. I know that for a fact now, Alex. I know it wasn't a theory now. I know it for a fact. I've got a name, and I know that you're doing some investigations, too. And, you know, my counsel will be talking to your counsel soon about that. But, like, you and I were being set up to walk into a firing squad. Violates my civil rights as a black man, as an American man. It violates your civil rights as a free speech advocate, as a First Amendment activist, as a publisher, a news publisher. You know, the government is going to need to not just neutralize its opinion. We are owed an apology, okay, from the federal government.
Well, that's right. The deep state was mad that we got a million people there to show that Biden didn't have support. And have a legal march. So they provocateured, they stood down, knowing crazies would be there, and a mix of crazies and provocateurs then attacked the Capitol, a maximum 500 people, you know, that were actually doing bad stuff out of a million, and then they used that to demonize us all and announce that the CIA is going to have domestic offices and that the main mission's crushing Trump supporters. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Talk about biting off more than they can chew.
They bit off more than they can chew. They need the consent of the people. And I refuse to be a premise for the preamble for Patriot Act 2.0. I refuse. I will not go. I'm applauding the work of Tucker Carlson. I'm applauding the work of Julie Kelly. I'm applauding the work of Darren Beatty. I don't agree with everything that they've concluded, but certainly where there's smoke, there's fire. And they can't stop InfoWars from investigating. Alex, your show is great. But the folks that are also writing articles at InfoWars.com are so essential. I think
and the other talk show hosts and all the reports, oh, it's amazing stuff. It's such a precious place. All right, Ollie Alexander, thank you so much. Where do people find you? I know you've been purged from the Internet like us. Where do folks find your posts and things?
Yeah, so GivesandGo.com/Ollie Alexander. That's to help out the Legal Defense Fund where we're suing Nancy Pelosi. I'm also under Telegram under the same name, Ollie Alexander. I'm on Gitter, Ollie Alexander. I like Gab. It's, you know, free speech platform. I'm just Ollie, which is what I used to be on Twitter. Everybody knew me. 250,000 people knew me as just Ollie on Twitter, but I'm that on Gab, and I'm also Ollie on Parler. So I've been.
All right, Ollie, we're out of time. Thank you. We'll talk soon. All right, Jay Dyer is actually doing today, right? Because Paul's moving to Friday. All right, Jay Dyer. Thank you, Ollie. Jay Dyer's about to take over. I got a few final things I want to hit here in this little short 5 minutes that's coming up. Please don't forget, the Vitamineral Fusion has had to go off sales. It's basically sold out. But X2 is still 50% off the Deep Breath Crystal Iodine. You need to experience it yourself. Electrochemically, everything in your cells, your immune system is a thing. Adults, children, everybody needs it. InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. And a bunch of new sales will launch tomorrow. But the New Year's sale ends today. And some of the stuff's already sold out. So we're taking off the list. But Ultimate Bone Broth, Ultimate Liquid Turmeric, and so much more. Massively discounted.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.